one of the really interesting themes in Dinei Taros is to figure out, like, what exactly is the relationship between Chiluk Machanos and the Isser of V'lo Yitamu Es Machanehem, and especially the Asay of the Mitzora, with respect to Badad Yishev Michutz Machane Moshevo, on the one hand, and the Chumra, various forms of Tumma. We went through it, right? Mitzora obviously has his own process of Priya, Ufrima, V'al Safam Yate, and Isser V'tashma Shamita, etc. And Zav is a Tumma Yotzes Migufo, and that's not the only one, right? V'chol Zav, there's the Rabbos Balkari, and then is Mitame Mishkav Umoshav, the Osava Tumma. And then Tumas Meis requires Hazal Shlishi Vishvi. So amongst the Tumo Shiva, all of the ones that we just enumerated, with the exception of Balkari, you know, you have very strong distinctions in terms of Machana Shechina, Machana Leviya, Machana Yisrael, the Azara, Har Habayis, and all of Yerushalayim. So what I was trying to raise your consciousness about is this very critical distinction between conflating two different issues. One of them is Shiluach Machanos, and the other one is, you know, the Chumra of the particular Tumah. And I was trying to build a case based on the Ramban in Sefer Bamidbar and Parashas Naso, where the Psukim are actually written, that it's a mitzvah miyad l'doros, that it's about essentially Hashras HaShchina. The Mitzvah really is the one who has the greatest degree of Hester upon him, because that's associated with Avelos, Al Nati Chames, the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim, and Daf Samach Dalid, that there's a special din of Mitzora Kemes, and the Avelos that goes on. And therefore, that's the most chamer in terms of the Shiluach Min HaMachana, not just the Los Asay, but the Asay. And then in terms of other forms of Tumah, drawing the line in different places. So there's a lot of work to be done, obviously. But hopefully it was a good start in terms of sensitizing us to this discussion. Okay, so let's pick it up right there. Meisve mitzora chamor mizav zav chamor mitame meis yatsa balkari shetame meis chamor mimenu. Right, you talked about tame meis is tuma shiva, balkari is tuma serev. So ma yatsa, so lav yatsa michlal zav uval michlal tame meis. Ta tame meis chamor mimenu umoter b'machna levia. So the Gemara says no, you can't again draw that conclusion. Lo yatsa mimachana tamimeis v'nechnas tamachana zav. Af agav de tamimeis chamor mimenu. Dem voter bimachana leviya. The tamimeis is only also the machana shechina. Lemai de damile midaminan lei. But to the extent that there are parallels, we can compare them. So tani tana kami de Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabdimi. Pasuk says v'yatsa el michutz hamachana zo machana shechina v'lo yavo al tocha machana zo machana leviya. Mikan the Balkari sheyetze chutzah shtei machanos. Indeed, like the Zav tumayotze migufos. Amar le akati lo ayalte afekte, or lishna acharina, same idea, akati lo afekte ayalte. The way Rashi explains Gemara is, it just means that if he's in the machana shechina, he can't stay there. But we don't know that we have to evict him from the machana levia. Elo eima michutzah machana zo machana levia, lo yovel socha machana zo machana shechina. It's a different way of parsing the psukim. So maskif l'ravina, eme idi v'idi l'machan eshchina v'lavar l'avase v'lo sase. Im kain, the Gemara says, le'im akra, what it said, v'yatsa al michutz l'machane v'lo yavo toch ha'machane l'amali. Shema mina, li'tein lo machane acharas, it's not just the machan eshchina, it's the machan l'viya. So why is the Gemara having such a hard time? It's like, what was the Gemara trying to figure out here exactly? It took four different iterations of Midrasha. So I think it's what we said yesterday, right? The Gemara is a little perplexed, right? Balkari is one of those rule breakers, right? On the one hand, it's only Tumas Erev. So you would think that if it's only Tumas Erev, then it should only be Yotzei from the Machane Shechina, right? That's what the Gemara kept on trying to insist, right? The fact of the matter is that it's considered V'chol Zav, part of that general rubric of Zav, which is Zav Gadol, is Tumas Shiva. I forgot to mention at the outset, we talked about Ones, versus Rishos yesterday is another example of this, where there's a problem of Hashras HaShchina and Zav or Mechalik between the Re'iyah Rishona and the other Re'iyos in terms of Zav Katan versus a Zav Gadol. So in any event, it seems to me that what's underlying this Gemara is the idea that a Balkari, if it's a Tumas Erev, then maybe it should only be a Machana Shechina type issue. So on the contrary, again, the Chiluk Machanos is really it expresses its chumrah there. So again, I just wanted to add on one further thought to this. The whole idea of Tumas Balkari is really something we talked about last year in terms of the Gemara and Brachos. The core of it all is, of course, Maimed Har Sinai. This is called the Tikkun Rabban Kein Daraisa Tikkun, the Takan of Ezra, and the Bezdin in the generation after Ezra, that it should be Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'zeses, Be'reses, Uvzeya, that there's a sense of terrible fear, that an awe and trepidation that should come with Kabbalah Satorah. That's why Ezra made his Takana in terms of Talmud Torah, and as the Rambam explains, the Bezdin of the next generation made the Takana in terms of Tefillah. So Al Tikshu, Al Isha, the issue of Balkari, really falls into, I think, very nicely into the paradigm that we're trying to generate, that if you want to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina, so that's a problem in terms of the Balkari. And that's why it's not just Machana Achas, but it's rather Shnei Machanos. Okay, so the Michoi Karavav, that's one of the things that we said you are allowed to perform on Shabbos in the Mishnah. So my Michoi Karavav, Rav Huna Amar, Sheminakvin Besakin, right? You pierce it with a sakin so that all of the excrement which is kept inside the intestines will come out. Ruchia Barav Amar, Sirka de Maya, the Nafgag of Duchka de Sakina. So it's not so much the penetration, but you just sort of push into the sakin, it creates a kind of a pressure, and it's able to be motzi certain things. The bottom line, the common denominator here is that shelo yavo lide sirchon before the erev. So lezer my time derbchia barav dechsev. So this is a pasuk. I have it written here. Yeshayahu perikhas pasuk yitzayin. V'ro kivasim kidovram v'charvos mechim garim yochelu. Okay. So my mashma ki the big targum of Yosef v'nechseyun derishi ayah. Tzadikaya Yachsenun. This is a reference to the fact that Lasid Lavo, the Tzadikim will be Yoresh, the Nachala of the Rishon. Like you have this model in Parsha Shlach, right? That the tradition in the Gemara of Baba Basra is that Yoshua and Kalev took the Nachala of all of the other Miraglin. Okay. So okay. My mashkin talking with Yosef Nechlem de Rishaya Tzadikan Yachsenun Avero Kivasim Kedavram Amar Menashe Bar Yirmi Amar Rav Kimidu Bar Ba Maike Dibidu Bar Ba Amar Rabaya Vecharvos Meichim Garim Yochelu Amar Le Rav Abishlam Iksi Vecharvos Kedaka Amar Hash De Dixi Vecharvos Milsa Charisi Kamar Selim Bar Rav, what does the Pasuk mean? Kedav Chanan Amar Rav Dem Rav Chanan Amar Rav Asidin Tzadikin She Yichayu Es HaMesim. That the tzaddikim are going to be the ones that are the catalysts of tchiyas amesim. Ksiv hacha v'ra'u kivasim kidabram, ksiv hasam yiru bashan v'gilad kimei olam. Bashan ze alisha abamina bashan. He was from way up north, right, from the previous territory of Og. Shenemar, this Elisha ben Shafat, right, so that's the going to be the reference here. Yoel harosh v'shafat ha-mishneh. V'yani v'shafat babashan. This is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. So Elisha ben Shafat. Okay, very good. Uchsev po Elisha ben Shafat asher yatzak mayim al yedei Eliyahu. Gilad ze Eliyahu shenemar v'yani l'Eliyahu teshpiyim mitoshvei ha-gilad. Right, that's what you say, ha-giladi. So Amrevish, and they were the two people in Tanakh that we know generated tchiyas ha-mesim. So this comparison of tzaddikim to Elisha and Eliyahu, this must be the point that is trying to be extracted. So, Amr Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, Reb Yonasan, Asidin Tzadikim, Sheichayu Mesim, Shenemar, Odi Yishvir, Zekenim, Zekenim, Zvir, Chavos, Yerushalayim, Ve'ish, Mishanto, Biyada, Merov, Yom, Mechziv, Visamta, Mishanti, Al, Pnei, Honor. Right, this is the Pasuk, again, of the very act of Tchiyas HaMesim, right, that, you know, when Elisha was being Mechayu Mesim, the son of the Ben HaShunamis, so this is an oblique reference in the pasuk. V'samta mishanti al pnei nar. So ula rami k'siv bila hamavet lanetzach k'siv kianar ben meya shana yamus lo kasha kan mishal kan ba'akum v'avdei kochavim may bo hasam d'ch'siv v'amdu zayim v'ron tzon cham v'rei nechar ikarechem v'char mechem, that they're going to be doing work for you. So the melachta nasi salyidei acherim. Rav chista rami k'siv v'chafra levona bo shachama k'siv ayor levona k'arachama v'arachama yeshiv asayim. So the original illumination will be restored, whatever that means. So it can't be talking about Yemos HaMashiach, because the sun and the moon aren't going to be doing anything different. So Mayik the Meimar, Seid Vidi, Li Olam Haba, Lokasha, Kanve Machane Shechina, Kanve Machane Tzadikim. Okay, so we come back to the idea of the Chiluk Machanos. I think it sort of works out nicely, Al Derech Drush, for the Mahalich I was trying to suggest, right? The Machane Shechina, right, is the one with the most intensive illumination. The Machane Tzadikim, right, we already talked about that earlier in the Masechta, or Lar Basar, when we talked about the Tzadikim, you know, Bifnei Hashchina, it's like a certain ziv, there's a certain luminescence that comes with that, but it's not actually the full thing. So Rava Ramik Siv Ani Amis V'Achaya, the end of the Shira Sazinu, Uch Siv Machat Stiv Ani Erpa, so it's a Kavachomer. Hashdaich V'Mechaye Mirapi Lo Kol Shekin, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring back to life, if he can resuscitate, why do you have to tell me that Hashem can heal? Alamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashani Meimis Ani Mechaye. So we're supposed to figure out that, no, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings death and brings life, that people die, people are born, but the very people who die will be reborn, just like people who were ill can become healed. This is one of the rayos of Tchiyas HaMesim Min HaTorah. There are many others, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Az Yosher Moshe Vnei Yisrael, Vnasati Osa Lachem Morashani Hashem. The Gemara quotes many different psukim. This is one of them. Davar Acher B'tchila Mashani Memisani Mechaye V'hadar Mashani Mechatzti V'ani Erpa. Okay, that's really fascinating. That first there will be Tchiyas HaMesim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the refuah. So Rashi explains, those people who died with various limitations, whether a person was a Piseach or an Iver or a Cheresh, so they'll be brought back as such, and then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will heal them of that status. Okay, we should all be Zocha. The Hector Chalavav, this is one of the things that a person can do even on Shabbos. Satanya Rabbi Shimon Borei Kamechaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Shari Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim Pedarim Ksherim Kol Halayla. Really, you could wait till the nighttime. The Gemara always likes to quote this idea of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Usually, the Gemara quotes it from the idea that you stand for the uman in Shevi Yerushalayim, that they weren't allowed to stand for Talmidei Chachamim because it would be an issue of gazel. They shouldn't take a break. But when the people came with their bikurim, right, they stood for them because that was the appropriate thing to do. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Okay, so harkevaso v'avaso, so reminu. Chodchen yabeles b'mikdash, ein shavos b'mikdash, so the yabeles can be cut off. Avalo b'medina, because in the gvulin, we're going to hold the shavos. V'im b'chli chan v'chan osar. But a kli will be a problem in both cases. So the Gemara is not entirely clear. When you say osar, is it a midin malacha? That would be one way of understanding it. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina, that really, when we talk about it being mutter aser, we're talking about biyan, not using a kli. Ha belacha ha biyevesha. It just depends on what the status of the yabelas is. That it's actually moist. So the kli would be the problem. Yad, which is kila achar yad, literally. So that would not be a problem. And the mar ha biyad ha bekli. My time lo mar ividi biyad. So he says, Yevesha is obvious. That's not going to be considered to be any kind of a problem, either ice or either abanan, because it's already, you know, if it's all dried off, so you're not really, you know, quote unquote, removing it anymore. It's like a scab, which has completely come off on its own. Okay, the man that Marie Divi Divi Yad, Velokasha Velocha Yevesha, my time of Marie Divi Velocha, Velokasha Yadab Kli, Amilcha Kli, Haktani Hassam, Bibli, Khan Vikan Osir. So there's no discussion when it comes to a kli. That for sure is aser. V'ida chadiktani kli hacha plug to the Reb Lazar of Yeshua asalash minan. So we'll get it back into that machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua that we had in the Mishnah. So I'm Reb Lazar, etc. So Rabbi Yeshua taimei de amar simchas yamtif nami mitzvahi. We're going to see what the machlokes is, but it's not optional according to Rabbi Yeshua that there is a din of simchas yamtif midoraisa probably and. You know, and the question of whether that's true, Bisman Azaz, that's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, the Rambam Tosfos, but be that as it may, we'll see that Rabbi Elazar considers it a Rishos. So here we go. Rabbi Yeshua, Taimei Damer Simchas Yamtif, Nami Mitzvah, the Taimei Rabbi Elazar Omer, So Rebbe Elazar is an extremist. You're either going to devote the entire day to Kadosh Baruch Hu, or you're going to, you know, it sounds almost facetious, you know, like you'll be ochal v'shosa, you know, like be simchas kreso, you know, you're going for simchas kreso here. It's like a little hard to believe, right? You don't daven at all, you don't learn at all, but that's where Rebbe Elazar puts it. So Rebbe Yeshua Omer, chalkeyu, let's be my monadians, let's go down the middle. So you generally pask in that way. It's ironic. The day which is most, you know, about Kabbalah Satorah, and you might say, who cares about any human needs? Dafka then you have to use lachem. Rashi says laharilus shenoach umekubal yomzel Yisrael shenit natarabo, that we have to go out of our way to make the celebration. I think I mentioned to you before, much earlier in the year, that was why Rav Rosenzweig like to explain. He used the chametz of the shtei halachem, dafka and shavuos. I don't know if he connected it specifically to this din, but he would always talk about that idea that when you have Kabbalah Satorah, so chametz is less of a problem. The seor shabi'isa is less problematic. When there's basically Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, it's in the absence of that we really have to be very careful. So it's a very similar theme. Hakol modim atzeres tamina nami lachem. My time of Yom Shnitne b'Torahu. I'm a rabba. Hakol modim b'Shabbes tamina nami lachem. My time of a karasal Shabbos oneg. So again, you know, that's probably not a din daraisa. The Rav thought it was a kiyum daraisa, but okay, that's divrei Kabbalah, right? V'chibato me'asos derachacha. Etc. The Karas Shabbos Onek, the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad. I'm Rav Yosef Kol Modim Bepurim. Davina Nami Lachem. That's for sure not a din daraisa. My time I yemei mishta v'simcha k'siv bei. So Marbe the Ravina Kula Shasa v'Yosef b'Tanisa. So he'd fast all the time. This is Zev. We were talking about this not that long ago, right? It's a little controversial because it's a Mimai b'Malachas Shamayim. This is beautiful Sforno in the context of Nazir. So the Sforno says, the Nazir is not an extremist, he's a moderate, right? Because the extreme point of view would be for a person to fast all the time. So if a person's not fasting all the time because he's afraid, how is he going to be able to learn? He can't focus, he's hungry all the time. So that's why he only takes Yayin, which is the most important thing to stay away from anyway. So here you have it, okay? Some of the Chachmei HaMesorah apparently were capable of it. So Marbrei de Ravina, one of the last of the Amoraim, so he would fast all the time, except for Atzeres, Shavuos, Furaya, Purim, Umali Yom Dechipur, Atzeres, Yom Shenisna Botara, Rayyame Mishta Vesimcha Ksiv, Mali Yom Dechipur, as we know, Tani Chia Barab Midifti, Vinisim and Sevsho Shechem, Betisha Lachodesh Barav, Mera Vadar, Vachi Betisha Misanin, Velo Basir Misanin, Alomacha Kalocha Vishosa Betisha, Bo, Malo Vakasov, Kilo Misana, Chi, Vasiri. Very difficult formulation to understand. We're not going to get into the Arichos now. But be that as it may, Rav Yosef biyoma de atzarasa amar avdali egla tilta. So that's when he went for the fancy steak. Amar iloha yoma. If it wasn't for this day, de kagarim kama Yosef ika b'shuka, I'd just be another Yosef. But now I'm Rav Yosef because I was given an opportunity through Kabbalah Satorah. Rav Sheshes kol tlasin yomin mahadalei talmudei. So Rav Sheshes was in the habit of every 30 days he had a set regimen that he was chazered all of his learning. That's at the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, right? It's in the Hakdama. That was the whole point of the Shulchan Aruch, that when a person reviews all of their learning every 30 days, so that, obviously, if you really want to know what's going on, you should look in the Beis Yosef, but just, do chazara and everything that you know, and the Baal HaBatim do chazara, they should read through all of the Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch. It shouldn't be too difficult for the average person. They meant these things seriously. It's very, Manomar, Manitz Tadak, Manidaber, Manomar Ladoni. It's a hard thing to have to encounter. But anyway, that's obviously the roots of it are much earlier. So Rav Sheshes called Tlasin Yomer Mahadele Talmud Vitali Vikai Virba Dadashiv Amr Chadinavshi, Chadinavshi, Lakari, Khatani. He'd sort of be really excited. So Ini, is it really for himself? Amr Blazar Mali Taralan is Kaimu Shamayim Varat Shinamar in Lobrisi Yoma Valaila, Chuko Shamayim Varat Losamti. So the Gemara says something so beautiful. Meikara Kiavidina Shadaita the Navshika Ovid. What happens is that initially when people start the process of learning, So on some level, it really is for themselves. But then later on, they really come to appreciate, you know, mitoch shalo lishma, even if it was a very high level of lishma to begin with, there's always higher levels of lishma. So you come to realize the importance of the endeavor with time. Ki avid inesh, you know, meikara daita the navshe ka avid. You know, people are attracted to it, and that's okay, you know, but obviously you come to realize the cosmic significance of it, you know, in time. So Amr of Hashu, the Maida Kamir Blazar Nami Yamtif Rishos Islay Pircha, Ma Yamtif Shitir Bomalacha Shal Rishos Velo Hitir Shvos Sheima, but he was gonna hold the line on Shvos. Shabbish Shal Hitir Bala Malacha Shal Mitzvah Inodin Shalo Tatir Shvos Sheima. Right, it should make sense that he's going to be Machmir on the Shvos. So Rav Lazar, Shvos the Mitzvah Adiflay. So the Gemara answers, in the end of the day, you have to look at the various Shavuos. I think we've answered this way about 10 different times in 10 different cases, but not all Shavuos are created equal. That's the big point here in the Gemara, is that like there's this impetus to say, oh, you know, if it's just a Dirabanan here, it's a Dirabanan there, so why are you going to be Mechalik? And the Gemara has all kinds of reasons to be Mechalik, right? Kan bebehemto, kan begufo, right? Here's where there could come to an Isser Darais, there's an Isser Darais in the Gvulin, so we have to be a little bit more careful. You know, there are various chilukim. So another chiluk is between mitzvah and rishos. So Rabbi Lazar felt, okay, shvus to mitzvah was one thing, but shvus to rishos is something else entirely. So let's just see that in Rashi inside. So Rashi says, Rabbi Lazar, amr lecha, hai lav, kal v'chom, merhud shvus mitzvah, difa, me shvus to rishos, helkach yamtiv, disimchas of rishos. Right, that's Shitas Rabbi Lazar, because he says you don't really have to celebrate on Yantif. Right? That's his view, right? You could go with the Kulo Lashem route, you know. Okay. Hilkach Yom Dis Chasa Rishos Gazer Al Shavos Shela Avol Shabbos Dichias Melacha Sheba Mishum Mitzvah Hi. Right, nobody disputes that. V'karas L'Shabbos Oneg V'ktosh Hashem Mechubad Lo Gazer Chachamim Bal Ashvos Litchos Es HaMitzvah. Okay, so when it comes to the Shavos, a Shavuos b'makom mitzvah, we're going to look at differently than a Shavuos derishos. Now, again, it sounds funny to us because, you know, we're all of the Rabbi Yeshua mentality, basically. And we all just, you know, take it for granted that the element of simcha is far more pronounced by Shabbos than it is, by Yontif, excuse me, than it is by Shabbos. But that's the beauty of, you know, encountering these shitos. So again, according to Rabbi Lazar, the days that stood out were Shabbos. Because of Oneg, right, the special din of Oneg Shabbos. Purim, you may mishta v'sim chaksev, right? So that's going to be another day. And Atzeres, because you have to sort of like, on the most obvious kulo l'Hashem of the regalim, so you have to make the point that we're really happy about this. So the only way to, you know, make a point is to have the mishta v'sim chaksev. It's very interesting because there's a very, very big machlokas rishonim on the question of whether it's on a good thing or a bad thing. Right? So some of the Rishonim is just like a calamity, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be ma'arbev the simcha of Matan Torah, so he got Nadav and Avihu on Aleph Nisan, and he got the other Atzile B'nei Yisrael probably at Tav'era, right? So that's like probably the majority. Now, there are some views in the Rishonim that no, Vayochlu Vayishtu, that it was a Yom Kabbalah Satorah, so they had to celebrate, you know, and Laharos, that it was, you know, Mekubal, they have, you know, see, Ayin Sham. So you have that idea here. Okay, but Lazar says, otherwise, you know, it's your choice. So, you know, it's like you wonder. Is it like an equal choice? Like a safek ashakul? Like, you know, what's Rabbi Blazer going to say if he's giving the shir and one of the Talmidim says, yeah, I'll go kuloli. You know, I'm going to take it all for me. Is that like really a perfectly acceptable choice? If it could be kulol Hashem? So like, are you really allowed to do that? It's an interesting question, whether like that there's a intrinsic lechatchil and b'diabed. But be that as it may, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Yeshua. So again, some of the other important ideas that we hit on today are Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. How important that idea is. Yafed Davar Bito is true in general, but especially a Mitzvah B'Shaita, we want to be very, you know, zealous about doing mitzvahs exactly in the right time. Important concept. And then again, we talked a little bit more about the Chiluk Machanos and tried to add on a little bit to the Yisod that we were building out yesterday, that, you know, Balkari is a particularly challenging case because it's Tumas Erev, which sort of militates in the direction of only Machane Shechina, but Meidach Gisa, Balkari is sort of seen as an ikuv when it comes to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. We talked about that, you know, Al Tikshu Al Isha, Moshe Rabbeinu Hosef Yom Echad Midaito, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu was even more Machmir, that we should require not just 48 hours, but 72 hours. That's one of the areas where the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu did it himself, Ehishtim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yado, that it was received very positively in the celestial realm. So I think that's a pretty compelling way of trying to assess this issue. Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up tomorrow night, 6:45, and let's throw it over to Ben Sion.